Here's an idea. People who make laws that govern schools should actually know what goes on in the classroom. Some teachers in Alabama liked that idea so much, they sent an invitation to their state lawmakers. Dan Carson of WBHM in Birmingham reports.
Here's the problem teachers are trying to address.
People tend to think that they're experts in education because they were educated.
Kira Aaron's an English teacher at Vestavia Hills High School just outside Birmingham.
And so since they've sat in a classroom, they know what's going on and how to best tell us what to do.
The people she's talking about are lawmakers. Aaron's coworker, Alabama Teacher of the Year, Jennifer Brown, decided she wanted to change things up.
Well, I was at a Teacher of the Year conference, and someone was telling me, the Teacher of the Year from Arizona, she was talking about inviting the legislators to her classroom and what a great experience it had been, and I just never thought to do it.
At first, lawmakers politely turned her down.
So I pushed it out on Twitter.
Eventually, a few took her up on it.
If we put the two in front of the aluminum on this side, then
we'll give you two OH3s.
Yes, sir.
State Rep Matt Friday gets a refresher on balancing chemical equations.
Okay, that was an easy one. Let's do a hard one. Oh, man, number six looks like fun.
This can be intimidating for teachers not used to VIPs in their rooms, and it's new territory for most politicians, too.
We don't go where we're not invited, okay?
That's State Senator Jabbo Wagoner. He's been in the legislature for half a century. He's been in countless schools, but he and Friday say Jennifer Brown's invitation was different.
And I appreciate you guys.
What we do, we go into the principal's office and give them a check.
Yeah.
Well, have our picture made.
That's right.
They spent real time in classrooms. They learned 3D design, read the Scarlet Letter, and talked about time in German. They heard about the school's challenges, a shortage of special ed teachers, kids with little parental support, and its successes, students winning national contests or getting scholarships.
This is probably the most important thing we do as elected officials, deal with our school systems and the education system in this state.
Do you hope that this becomes more common?
Oh, it needs to. Sure it does.
10th grader Ellen Walton hopes so too.
There's so much that they do that we don't get to have a say in. So getting to actually like interact with them means a lot.
So Jennifer Brown's trying to start a movement to get more lawmakers into classrooms. Wagoner called his visit an eye-opener.
It'll pay off, I promise.
Well, we're going to keep pushing it, and I'm going to push other teachers to do it.
English teacher Kira Aaron's on board.
I think it's great. They need to know what we're doing here in order to make policies that are beneficial to our students.
This comes as the budget and almost 50 education-related bills are being considered in the state legislature.
The choices that they make really do have an impact on what we can and can't do.
With all that's at stake, getting legislators into actual classrooms could be key. And if Jennifer Brown has her way, common. For NPR News in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, I'm Dan Carson.
And that story came to us from the Southern Education Desk, a public radio reporting project.